The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. I am your host with my co-host,
Von Ruff.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to us. And today we got a topic of to defund the police or not to defund the police. What is the real answer? Because within that answer and those questions, it's a lot of things. It's moving parts that we're uncertain about. You know, how do you feel about that, Von? Because at the end of the day, you know, if you take the police out of the streets, man, you know, I was young at one time. I was raising havoc out there. But I'm mature now, and I think with more wisdom. But, you know, there's people out here that don't think at all, man. They're just running wild with it. So just to imagine that there's no society with police involved.
I mean, we're going to have to step up as men, for one. Uncles, grandfathers. But the reason I have brought that to your attention is because I attended the Grand Rapids City Commission meeting last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't know this was all going on, but it was like a rally for defunding the police. It's actually an activist group that wants to defund the police, and they have multiple reasons why. But before they even went ahead to speak, there was retired officers going up to speak on why they shouldn't defund the police, you know. And then I just out of the blue, just like, man, listen, like, hold on, let me get up here and speak real quick.
No, speak your mind.
Yeah, you know, you gotta speak your mind. So I had to, I think about, like, hold on. Then our president, I think it was Reagan, who put drugs into the black community with the guns. That's a government presidential.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't trust your president, and the police, they at the very bottom of the food chain when it comes to that.
Exactly.
So we really can't trust our police. So I believe supporting, you know, defunding the police, and I'm not saying defunding for a long time, but we need to defund them to a point where we could get new people to come in, like people of color, Mexicans, blacks, Asians, Puerto Ricans, all, you know, we just can't have Caucasians being police officers and taking them to the ghetto and think they're going to be comfortable with that. You know, they're terrified, they're scared, they got a family to get back to.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to think about their safety. And, like, I'm the type of person where I try to put myself in someone else's shoes to get their point of view and understanding.
Exactly.
So I don't have a problem, you know, with talking to a police officer for 10 minutes and getting his understanding of something. You know, and that's what it all takes, you know, back to last week, communication, getting an understanding of another rather than just, you know, judging a book by its cover.
That's all. That always works. You know, my perspective on it is, I don't say defund them, but I think they should be held accountable, just like anybody else. You know, you get the proper training, you have this, that, and the other, mm-hmm. that they're preparing you. You signed up for this.
Right.
You should be held accountable for your actions, man. And nobody should be turning their neck a blind eye to injustice. You know, they don't let us. If you're in the car with me and I'm in the car with you and something happened, we supposed to do what's right.
Right.
Why is that on the other, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, in the big picture of things, you know, we all know what this come from, man. You know, it come from slavery, the overseer from the slaves. You know, we ain't gonna go too deep on that.
Right.
But I think that's where the injustice come in, because it's like, well, they try to take care of the certain part of society's, you know, crust, and then, you know, the other part, they just kind of like, well, treat them how they need to be treated, you know, and that's not right, you know, because we're all human, we're all people, you know, just because I live in a bad neighborhood don't make me the bad person.
Exactly.
And I think we get that stigma that, oh, you from the, that's, oh, yep, he's just like him, you know, and that's not always correct. You know, I know some kids that grew up in the inner city and got one thuggish bone in their body.
Right.
And don't want one, you know what I'm saying? But if they run into the right police officer or the wrong police officer, you will get judged accordingly.
Correct.
Just by the area code.
Yeah. Right.
So I think that's where it needs to come to a head. It's like, okay, we ain't gonna defund them. Let's hold them accountable, man, you know, fully.
Right, right.
You know, you're expected to be held accountable
for your actions.
For your actions just as like a man.
Yeah.
As like a person that. In society. So I think that's where we need to go more with it. Like, man, look, if he wrong, he wrong.
Right.
If she wrong, she wrong. you know, hold them accountable, man. There should be no ifs, ands, and buts about that part, I believe.
But to put more light on defund the police, when they say defund the police, they're saying take a X amount of dollars that's given to them for whatever reason and put it towards like a school or put it towards like the roads or put it towards something else. Take that extra money that's going to the police and put it towards something else that our tax dollars are going to, because we're paying tax dollars for the officers to protect us, but they're really not protecting us. They're harming us, or they're harming like individuals close to us in our community. Why is our money going to that? But little Chris down the street, he came in for lunch, or you know, he came in for his doctor's bill. Yeah. You know, that's why we asking for defunding the police, because that extra money that they getting for ridiculous things on like a drone. I think I just saw something like they're trying to get a drone or something. Like, what? Y'all crime rate ain't even that high. Like, you don't even got that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, the last 2-3 years been very crazy in the streets with the guns and everything, but you don't need no drone now. Now you just pushing it. You know, you just asking for too much. I don't think you need a drone. But I think Lil Chris need that lunch to get to school and to get his education and be fulfilled.
Those little minds need to be fed so they can be productive in class. But to say that is that that's the next part of that defunding the police in my mind when I see it coming as, okay, y'all want to take the police out? We're going to put this AI technology out here to police y'all. You're going to have drones flying around, robotic dogs.
iRobot.
Right? You seen, what was that, Will Smith movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so... I think, you know, double-edged sword with that. You know, you ask for one thing, then what do you get behind that? You get something that's insensitive to feelings, don't care. His only job is to capture.
Right.
His only job is to terminate. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know what's coming, man, and everything can malfunction. So I just say, man, let's hold people accountable, man. You know, and those dollars that they spending on all this weaponry, you know, and all of this, you know, to police, it can be spread out amongst other things. It should be for sensitive training, you know what I mean? Right. More training on how to handle situations, more community events with the police, you know, where people really can get to know the people they police.
Right. It's funny you said that, because I actually brought that to the table back in Holland, Michigan, where I'm from.
Yeah.
And told them, like, you all need to come out in regular clothes. No one knows you. And come out and, you know, socialize with us. Like, take that uniform off. Take that badge off. You're a human, you know.
At first.
You're a human first. You know, you just like us.
Yeah.
You know, your skin tone might be different, you know, but everything other than that, you just like us. You just make more money, and you got a union cop backing you up. You know, cops, you know, I mean, if I was a cop, I might feel like Denzel Washington in Training Day, maybe, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, when you look at that movie Training Day, that was a black man in the community dealing with other black people, dealing with the streets. He knows what's going in, what's going out, who's doing wrong. He knows the people. He's not harming them. He might give them a minute. You want to go to jail, you want to go home.
you
got a choice. You're going to play with me or we're going to get it. I mean, I don't blame that type of method, but out here just like, you know, causing harm to individuals, putting them in chuck holds, you know, stretching them out, placing drugs on them. I seen a Facebook video of that.
Yeah.
These officers are ridiculous. Like, it's time to do something about the police force.
I think some of that just it comes to you never know the character of the person behind that badge,
right?
So you have racist cops behind the badge, you know. You have and that's, you know, it's racism on both ends. You know, black, white, Asian to Mexican. You know, you never know who hates what,
right?
You know, we just see a badge and expect that person to be honorable. That's asking a lot.
Right?
Because some of them jealous about what goes on. You know, you see people with nice cars, nice things. And some officers don't make as much as we think they do.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so you see the things that go on and you're like, I can't believe this. And that's where the underhandedness come in, you know, where they taking money out of people's pocket. I've seen that numerous times,
right.
You know, and they don't get back to the booking, you know. But just to say that, you know, I'm for not taking the police force out. Just hold the ones that's doing the crimes accountable. Man, if you're going to hold me accountable, you're going to hold society accountable, man, hold them accountable. They're not above the law.
Right.
If you kill a man, you kill a woman, you kill an innocent child, you out here abusing people, You need that. You need you have to set it right. You know what I'm saying? And it's too much of, oh, they're the police. You know, they didn't mean to do it. No, you knew exactly what you was doing.
You know. And then even coming from like a mother's perspective, they fear that they sending their kids out to school. You know, they got to go to work. Some of them don't be worried, you know, all day about their kids. And, you know, a mother already has a stress. You know, she's trying to live for herself, mm-hmm. provide for her kids. And, you know, honestly, a mother sacrifices a lot. You know, she probably don't do her makeup no more like mm-hmm. she used to. She don't get the clothes that she used to, you know. A mother actually carry a lot. Like even when we spoke to a lady this past weekend, you know, she, you know, mainly said her first thing was like more men need to be dads or uncles. You know, that hit me because you, when we met, you said, man, my name Uncle Tim. I got a lot of nieces and nephews, but I ain't got no kids, but I got a lot of nieces and nephews.
Yeah, I got one son. I do have a kid.
You got one son?
I got one, 18. Shout okay. out, Jacoby.
Okay, so even though you got a son, but you got a gang of nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I picture you as like my uncle, because my uncle, you know, he didn't have no kids, but he was around all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's like, man, we don't got uncles like that no more. You know, hey, stay out of trouble. You know, my uncle used to come and pop up on me out of nowhere, and it's like, man, how you know where I'm at? Like,
but that's an uncle's job,
that's my
right?
uncle's job. You know, so we do need them, you know, uncles and grandfathers out here to, like, you know, tell people, like, man, honey, y'all stop, you know, cool out with the foolishness. Y'all, you know, back in, you know, when in Harvey, you know, the neighborhood knows what's going on. They know who just killed Lil Chris last
night.
They know why he just got killed. And they gonna say, well, he deserved it or he didn't deserve it. He should have been doing this and that. They know.
They gonna make the assessment because they know what's going on in the community.
Yeah, and they ain't gonna tell the police. They gonna handle it as a community.
Exactly.
Within themselves, you know. They gonna call on phone calls with moms, uncles, and all that. That's what we need.
That's what we need.
That's what we need. You know, everybody, you know, policing ourselves, basically.
Yep. And that's what comes from a mother's perspective with the young lady we met. What was her name? Dominique Ivory. How you doing? Hope you tuned in. Yeah, she had a real good perspective on what she deals with, you know, as a single mother. And that's why I tried to create this program. Now I Begin, because we missed out on that, man, with Reagan putting drugs in the street, that war on drugs. You know, I survived that. A lot of black men didn't. That took a lot of the fathers and mothers out of the way, a lot of the uncles out of the way. That's why you have less respect out here now, because they like, well, you ain't acting like no uncle because you out here doing this and that. You stealing from mama, you stealing from us. So that's where the respect got lost. So that's why I'm like, man, let's create more uncles. I could be an uncle to anybody, man. Right. You could be an uncle to anybody. Your sister could be an auntie to any child that need it. And that's what we need more of, you know. And my sense is that more uncles and aunties are needed, just because of that gap that we missed. You know what I'm saying? That stopped the formation of what we was trying to produce, man. And that's why we was just so wild out here. You know, kids so disrespectful because they like, man, nobody was there for me.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, somebody is here for you. We just have to be more conscious of who we talking to, why we talking to them, and not talking at them, but talking with them.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's where a lot of, you know, as older adults, we want to talk at them instead of talking with the kid. What's going on with you? Why is it going on like that? You know what I'm saying? And what's the pressure that you're dealing with? Because a lot of us, we don't even ask.
Yeah.
We just like, man, you tripping. Why you out here doing this and that? But they under a lot of pressure, man. These young boys and young girls, man, you know, with these social media sites, with this school pressure is at an all-time high. I know I went through some peer pressure, but it's even at a, it's on 100 right now, you know what I'm saying, at 13.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, like, the kids, like, what they go through, trying to, you know, it's like you said, social media don't make it any better. You know, with the music, we spoke on that last week, and then you got all the different content that's just ridiculous nowadays. It's just, like, the content is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, I never thought, you know, I thought gangster rap was something, but, man, we now run into sexual rap, like, it's ridiculous, the performance and all. Like, you know, I really don't even like listening to rap music no more. It's not even like entertainment no more, you know. And that's what, you know, it's big, like what our kids see, You know, because they either going to be influenced by that, and they're going to take that. It's okay. And, you know, uncle, auntie, mom, dad, somebody, grandpa, somebody, even a school teacher, that's not okay. You know, I'll be the first one to tell you. Like, I work in entertainment. It ain't okay. Like, I don't support the whole Cardi B movement. I don't support Lil Nas. I support Lil Nas for being him. I will say that. I support him for being him and having the courage to, you know, face everything he's facing. But I never seen the new video, but with the content, it's just, I mean, he's just following the wave of Cardi B. I mean, she could do it. Why can't he do it? And I understand that. But, you know, everybody just need to mind their own business.
So is it that, or are the parents at fault? Because at the end of the day, the parent got to be, you know, watching over this, man. You know, somebody has to police this. Somebody has to monitor these kids. You just can't give them a device and expect them not to, you know,
you're right.
You hear about something and go check it out. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, because back, I go always refer back to my life. You know, I was one of those people that I was riding around doing what I was doing, and I would have the music blaring, my son in the back. Was I unknowingly, you know,
introducing him to,
you know,
world,
putting, you know, stuff in his head that wasn't supposed to be there, you know, because right now he's in trouble with the law,
right.
You know, and I heard him say that he got a criminal mind, and I'm like, what? I'm like, I ain't raised you to be no criminal, but if I'm not talking with him, and he, you know, in the car, and he's only hearing music of violence and, you know, everything else, well, you know, I at some point I got to look at myself and say, damn, did I do that?
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Did I, you know, put that in his head by just unconsciously riding around with the music I'm listening to? And I listened to some, as a youngin', some crazy stuff, you know, all of it was kind of wild and violent, you know what I mean?
Right.
About getting some money. So I think it falls on the parent a lot too, man. You know, parents got to start back being parents, man. Like the girls say, more fathers have to be involved, man. You know, people have to start taking it back seriously of, you know, I have to really monitor my child. I have to really talk to my child, not talk at them. Too many just talking at them. These kids are smarter than just talking at them.
Right.
You know, they gonna figure out this computer stuff before you.
I have something to say. You can't monitor your kid 24/7,
right.
True.
Especially with music. They're gonna go to school, they're gonna hear it.
True.
It's all about teaching them right from wrong and their manners and etiquette and everything like that, because my parents policed my music, you know, Beatles, this, that, and the other thing, all like really like 70s kind of rock. As soon as I went to school, it was death metal, gangster rap,
yeah,
anything of the above.
Right.
You can't police them all the time, and it breeds dissent if you police them 24/7.
Yeah. I wouldn't say 24/7, like you say, like you're right. It has to be some type of structure with it, and it relies on the parent to really, what you teaching. You know, like I say, I ran the streets, but I was raised right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that I did, I jumped into because I wanted to prove myself, or, you know,
that
be recognized,
pressure.
Yeah. In reality, I wasn't raised like that. You know, my grandmother ain't raised no gangster like that, you know what I'm saying? But for me wanting to be somebody and be different, I try to jump out there like that. But I found myself, and it was like, you know what? My grandmother raised me right. My mother raised me right. My uncles and my family raised me right. Let me get back to that.
Right.
And that's what always going. So what you saying, Rachel, is true, that, you know, what you put into a child eventually going to come up. You're going to stumble. We're going to make some mistakes. But what was instilled, it's going to rise to the top eventually.
Right.
I think the answer to that is honest conversation.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, you sit down with your kid and say, what are you listening to? Do you understand these lyrics? Do you know what it means to do this, this, and this? Do you know what it's saying? Do you understand? And then have a conversation about it.
True.
Yeah, and that's what I liked about that lady that we met, because, you know, she was with her daughter, and they both said, like, we have real conversations,
mm-hmm.
you know, about the drugs use, the sexual things that friends are doing, and the peer pressure on
all
that.
All of it.
And it's like we told her, like, man, that's a great relationship to have with your child.
Mm-hmm.
Your child could come to you and speak about anything, you know.
It's rare.
You barely get that, because most parents, they go go YouTube. You know, you know, go in the room and go do yep. something. Get out my face.
Yeah, so adults gonna do adults. Y'all go in there.
Right. So, you know, being an actual, I would say it, friend with your child is kind of beneficial because they could open up to you, they could trust you, and they ain't looking at you like, oh, this is my parent, I'm gonna get in trouble, I'm gonna get lectured.
Yeah.
Positive lecture, and you make it positive and you make it trustworthy, then, you know, they could go ahead and open up to you rightly.
It's a new way of parenting too. You know, the old way, you know, we got the stern, do as I say. That don't work for these days, these times. You know, the laws changed. You know, the way you parent didn't change. So we got to adjust. And like you said, you can't be a friend 24/7 to a child. There has to be the respect, but you can be open to the dialect and conversation. And like Rachel said, you know, listen to the music with them, man. Break it down with them. What you listening to? Be interested in, you know, because they're going to want to share it with you. They hide it because they know you ain't going to like it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I hid it from my grandmother. I was listening to Ice-T, Hustler. That was one of my favorite songs. My grandma heard that boy. Rough.
Yeah, he's talking about Hustler.
That was my thing off that New Jack City Town track. But, yeah, so I should say be more open-minded, man, with these kids. Talk to them. Let's quit talking at them. And that's why I spend a lot of time with my nieces and nephews, man, because I just try to be that influence that I needed. And I had those influences. I might not have had them 24/7. I might not have had them as much as I needed them, but they were around. You know, whether I choose to listen at that point in time and whether I choose to take the advice at that point in time was all predicated on, you know, where I was trying to do and what I was trying to hide from family. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But kids are open to conversation. So, y'all, let's talk to our babies, man. Let's really check in on them, man. You know, don't down everything they doing. You know, understanding what they doing and why they doing it.
It's
a solution.
It's a solution. And, you know, we can't relate to a woman, but we can relate to a man.
Yep.
You know, and for me, I can't say, like, I'm a perfect dad. You know, most people are like, man, you ain't nothing as a father or whatever, but I'm a trying dad, and that's the best thing you could be as a man, is to keep trying.
Exactly.
You know, I actually like try to go to like different groups, you know, Alpha Men, Alpha Woman on Division in Grand Rapids. They got a new man center.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them. But they have a man cafe, and we sit around, we eat dinner at 5:30, and at 6 we talk, and we, you know, talk about manly things of how it is to raise a kid or what we lacking in, and we trying to, you know, bring unity and understanding amongst men, because we're aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
In the last year and a half, I noticed that, man, if I had my kids when I was younger, they probably would be very terrified of me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was very aggressive back then, you know. So a lot of men, we gotta humble ourselves. We gotta actually learn how to be a father, you know, what that takes. And it's a lot, you know, because you gotta even learn how to, like, partner with your partner and co-parent, or, you know, have positive conversation in the home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, limit the arguing, because everybody argue. Ain't no relationship perfect.
No.
So it just takes a lot on that. And as a man, you know, we're supposed to be the leaders in the home.
Yeah.
And if we can't lead correctly, then we need to step back and get ourselves together first to be able to learn how to lead, then come and unify and to lead.
With that being said, a lot of this stuff was set up where the house is supposed to be divided. You know, you got working families, that takes away. And then if you grew up in the neighborhood, you already 9 out of 10 times a single parent. You know, my father wasn't present, so how could I learn how to be a father? I watched my uncles be fathers, you know, but it's a maturity thing, you know, and we don't get that coaching on the way up. We don't see that in the household of this how mom and dad handle it.
Right.
Or this is how my dad handled me. You know, we go off with the dribble of what we either, you know, some people learn from TV. Mm. They learn from shows. Right. I mean, I kind of got some of my parenting skills from the Cosby Show. You know what I'm saying? Full House, you know, and people around the neighborhood. I had some friends that have fathers, and I used to watch their interactions, you know what I mean?
Right.
And my father wasn't there, so it was just like, okay, I refer back to that, you know. But so a lot of that, man, you know, like you said, come with maturity, man. You know, we're going to stumble. We're going to make some mistakes because we just not used to it. We don't know what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
We learned it way too late. And then by then, they're 16. Right, you know, we trying to be mature with it. They're like, oh, you, he like, man, I needed that when I was.
Yeah, they ain't trying to hear it now. Like, right. Listen, you better go. Like, but at the same time, hopefully, you know, when a kid, especially like little boys, you know, hopefully they understand once they get older, like, man, I don't want that for my kid. Like, I think about that now a lot. Like, man, if my dad came up, like, maybe I wouldn't be so aggressive to him if he was there a little bit. You know, even like a phone call or a letter or a birthday card, thinking about you card, some type of card.
Yeah.
You know, just to let them know, like, you care. You know, you there for him. You just got to work on yourself.
Building that relationship, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's another thing is build more relationships with these kids, you know, from the mothers to the fathers, to the fathers, to the daughters. That's why I try to be the uncle, man, and build that relationship, you know, and talk to them, talk with them. Like we say, we ain't all perfect, you know. Uncle Tim will cuss a kid out sometimes if they ain't listening. But, you know, some things are needed. You know, you got to take a different approach because some kids just don't get it because, you know, you don't have that structure in the home. So, you know, it's just something we got to work at as a community, man. And I think, like you say, with defunding the police, from a mother's perspective to a father's perspective, more fathers having to step up as a unit. You know, we have to heal each other, man. You know, we grew up with a lot of beefing.
Right.
Right. So we showing that to the kids that, oh, you can't trust this and you can't trust that. They seeing that. So now we growing up as an adults and we like, you know, I did an experiment in South Carolina where I was like, I'm just going to speak to black men. You know what I'm saying? Without talking about basketball, without talking about how no chicks, but just on some, how you doing? Right. You know what I'm saying? And, it's awkward. We rarely speak like that, man. If it ain't about basketball, or, you know, sport football or something like that, or chicks or some shoes, just a genuine how you doing conversation, okay, brother, it's rare. It's awkward, too, because they're gonna get you like, what is you trying to holler at me? You know, what you right. on? What you on, fam? It's like, nah, fam. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? It's just black people speaking, you know, bro. Like, how you doing? Like, cause I get it too. It's like, well, you good, fam? What's wrong with you? It's like, I'm just speaking, fam. You know what I'm saying? So we don't get that, right? Right. So that's why we having these conversations. That's why we have this podcast, is to try to bring some awareness to that, man. You know, Let's jump off that pot, man, and let's stand up and be more active and more camaraderie, man, within our neighborhood, man, you know, because we the ones setting the tone, you know. I was a head buster, you know what I'm saying? And I also was a blessing to people, too, you know. But I just think we just need to be more of a collective, trying to show more of the right thing. So anybody got any ideas? Anybody want to share any views, you know, or opinions? You know, any solutions, y'all just tap in, man, and let's have the conversations.
We need those conversations to bring unity, you know, trust amongst each other, understanding. Because we could do so much better if we work together.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
So much better. The violence, you know, we got to stop. You know, we got to start somewhere. And we need more people to follow along with positive, more talk, yeah. You know, rather than focusing so much on negativity. Everybody loves negativity. Everybody loves drama. But positive conversations do so much more.
Man, help so much more, man, right?
The soul be so much more. The stress level so less.
Man, listen. Hug on them babies, too, man. You know, we raised to say, set that baby down. You're going to spoil them. Man, hug on them. Yeah. Kiss on them. Let them know that you loved. You know, because a lot of kids ain't getting hugs, man. That's why all the aggression and the violence is there, because nobody's hugging on them. You know, I talk to some kids and they rarely get a hug, man. They rarely get, I'm talking about a hug, and I hear, I love you. They don't get it, man, you know, and it's sad.
It is.
It's sad because a kid that ain't getting hugs, what come out of that? If you don't have nobody telling they love you, you ain't got nobody hugging on you, daily, boys need hugs from their fathers. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That ain't nothing ill about that, man. Hug on your kid, kiss on your kid, man. And that love comes back. It comes. Right. You know what I'm saying? It develops more love. You know, they say people get healed from hugs.
Yeah.
You know, hugs are therapeutic.
Yeah.
You know, you can look that up.
Like, even at that 3 seconds, you know, like,
man, what?
We do like to need to say I love you more, you know. Hugs, like you're saying, like that actually like helps. And everything. So if you got any comments or anything, you want to leave us some feedback, please do in the comments section. And, you know, let me Uncle Tim know, like, y'all need to talk about this. Like, I want to know help with that. We'd love to hear from you. Topics. We just got me and Uncle Tim could go. So we're going to keep it real.
Real, real.
Nothing written over here. It's all coming from the heart and the mind. So we're going to, you know, give you the best advice that we get.
Or come in and sit down with us. If you choose to come in and have a discussion, we open to that, man. You know, we just want to bring the conversation and dialogue to where it need to be. There's too much of the other stuff out there. I could sit up here and talk about the negatives. My boy Von could sit up here and talk about the negatives all day because we see them and hear them. We from it. But that ain't no solution to what we need. You know what I'm saying? I'm adding to the problem doing that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a solution to the problems. You know what I'm saying? Or a helper. You know what I'm saying? To what we need. So.
So we'll catch you all next week, same time. Hope you all tune in.
Good night.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.